And now everybody has to at least have the same new textbooks and the same new kinds of entree to education. I think that we've sort of gone backwards because we've gotten complacent. I think if you see the whole spectrum of, I think desegregation is good, but I don't think that's the panacea to everything. Because the educational opportunities are there, we should be availing ourselves to them, but we should also make sure that they're there. And those who are teaching, that's the reason why I say that all good teachers, I think every school should be a good school. And I shouldn't have to move out because they aren't giving this particular group of children the educational access that they need, because once I move out, I leave a void there. I leave all of the bad students and all of the non-learning students all in one particular place, and I don't think that that works. For one thing, it doesn't teach them how to live together, and I think that's the main purpose of education, is how to live fruitfully together so that everybody profits from education. And I don't think it's moving out or allowing those people who are a little bit smarter or a little bit more astute to move to a different kind of thing where they can all be together, so we have a homogeneous groupings of individuals. But neither do I think that putting kids on a bus for 45 minutes to a half an hour, that could be in the learning process, not necessarily in the bus ride. So I think it has its pluses and it has its minuses. But when I look at Brown versus Board of Education, it says that, that we have equal access, and I'm not sure that we have as much equal access as it says that some of us do and some of us don't.